This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
They are digging up the bodies now from a mass burial site in Ukraine. There are signs that some were tortured, their hands tied behind their backs, ropes around their necks, says a prosecutor. The AP's Karen Shamas.
The grave was discovered close to Izium in the Kharkiv region. Russian forces left Izium a little more than a week ago, as Ukrainian troops successfully reclaimed swaths of territory in the region. Izium resident Yuri Kokhatenko remembered the Russian invasion of his town. His wife was killed by a cluster bomb. We fell down. I wasn't hurt, but she was wounded in the heart. The shrapnel went straight through her. I'm Karen Chamas.
President Biden's letting Republicans have it, but they say they were only sending illegal immigrants to sanctuary cities and states. Republican governors sending migrants to Democratic areas. President Biden.
Instead of working with us on solutions, Republicans are playing politics with human beings, using them as props. What they're doing is simply wrong. It's un-American. It's reckless.
The line of mourners waiting to pay their respects at Queen Elizabeth's coffin as she lies in state in London is 5 miles long. People at the back of the line will have to wait for 14 hours. Caroline Quilty is in that long line.
It feels like a really historic occasion. That's why I'm here. I think it's a moment in history. And if I didn't come and celebrate it and see it and be part of it, I think I would really regret it. So I'm really happy to be here.
Officials put a temporary hold on people joining the line this morning because it is so long. The just-appointed special master has until November to complete his work. Raymond Deary will review all the documents the FBI took from former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. Deary is a former chief federal judge in New York. This is AP News. A 3-day strike is over, and thousands of nurses are back at work at Minnesota hospitals. The AP's Donna Warder has the latest on this.
The issues, wage increases and staffing and retention made worse by the pandemic. Some 15,000 nurses at 7 healthcare systems in the Minneapolis and Duluth areas walked off the job Monday and returned to work on Thursday. They want a more than 30% wage increase over 3 years. Hospital leaders say that amount is unaffordable, and they're offering a wage increase of 10 to 12%. The Twin Cities Hospital Group says negotiators are expected to return to talk sometime next week. I'm Donna Warder.
In Turkey, 5 people have been found dead after a migrant boat sank in the Aegean Sea. The boat was carrying 20 people. 14 people were rescued. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.